Well, I have a motion I'm prepared to bring forward, Mr. Chair, and my motion is the following. So I would move to authorize staff to work with Coastal Rail Trail project sponsors and funding partners on strategies to deliver the Coastal Rail Trail segments 8 through 11 within available funding resources and to bring cost and scope in line with available funds to complete the projects, and further direct staff to work with municipal advisors KNN Public Finance to initiate the process for financing and return to the commission with a fund with a financing plan for consideration to address both the previously programmed expenditures and a separate plan to address possible future expenditures. And finally, further direct staff to bring forward a public discussion on rail banking, including its applicability and feasibility for the Santa Cruz Branch rail line. That's my motion.
I'll second.
So it's been first and second, Commissioner Shiffrin.
Well, I might be willing to support part of that motion, but not the whole motion. I want to say first, respond to the concern about an interim trail, because we keep hearing about it as if it can be built the day after tomorrow. And I think it's important to get it clear that the commission does not have the legal authority to build the trail. That's called the interim trail. The opponents of the who spoke about rail banking, but it isn't really what we're really talking about. Before an interim trail could even be considered, the commission would have to agree to adversely abandon the freight easement that legally exists on the line. That is a process. The biggest proponents say it will say take 6 months. We know that Roaring Camp opposes it. There are a lot of community advocates that oppose it. It could take 2 years, it could take 5 years, and it's not even clear that it's going to happen. The grants, the $120 million in grants, will run out in 2027. So to do this, I'm happy to have a discussion about rail banking, but I think it's important to recognize the consequence of doing that. And I think that the concern and the reason I won't support the motion is that the motion is really saying to me that there never will be a trail in the Mid-County area. The concern that, well, Santa Cruz got this great trail and we're just abandoning the Mid-County and South County. It is the Mid-County and South County and others who want to abandon, from my perspective, the Mid-County area, because the only way we're going to get a trail is if we're going to, if we can find the additional money to construct it. And it's not going to be easy, but the staff recommendation is let's try to find it. If we adopt the motion to have to stay within the existing funding, we've already been told that the existing funding is insufficient to build the trail. So it's really just another way of saying we're not going to have a trail. And if the representatives of the Mid-County don't want to have a trail, and if a majority of the commission will support that, then there won't be a trail, not only in Mid-County, there won't be a trail in South County either. Because if we don't provide a trail through the population center, which is the Mid-County area, where can we ever expect to get grant money to build the trail with or without, either on the rail line or not on the rail line? The commission's going to need outside funding, and it's not going to be available. So I would like to make a substitute motion that we approve the staff recommendations with the additional direction that staff contact our elected state and federal representatives, as well as the CPC, and appeal for the necessary additional funding to complete the construction as proposed of segments 8 through 11.
Second.
So that's been first and second. So any other discussion? We're going to go out.
I think I need to hear that repeated. Yeah. So everyone's real clear.
Shall I repeat the motion?
Okay. No, it's complicated.
Glad to. So the motion is to approve the staff recommendation. Let me read what it is. in case you don't have it in front of you. Number one is to accept the information on project cost estimates of the Coastal Rail Trail projects under development. Sorry. Number two, direct staff to work with the Coastal Rail Trail project sponsors and funding partners on strategies to reduce costs and deliver Coastal Rail Trail segments 8 through 11, which could include modifications to the scope of the project. Number three, authorize the executive director to initiate the process for financing needed to secure additional resources for Measure D active transportation category to cover approved project costs and programming, which includes securing and entering into an agreement for bond council services and return to the commission with a financing plan for consideration. And then I added an added direction that the staff contact our state and federal elected officials and the CTC to appeal for the additional construction or project funding needed to bring the rail trail segments 8 through 11 into as proposed to completion. That's the motion.
And it's been second, correct, by Commissioner Keeley? Questions?
Can we ask questions?
Yeah, of course.
In the current budget, in the pots of money that we currently have, do we have enough money to build out the trail only right now? I understand it needs to be redesigned, et cetera, but do you think that we have that now?
I will take that one. Because the project scope currently is, as designed, is the ultimate trail, we don't have the cost estimates for the interim trail because the designs haven't advanced past the environmental analysis. So we don't actually know, but we might be able to pull together some information and bring it back to the commission if that's desired.
Certainly desired. Here's Rob coming up to the mic.
Yeah, just to add that a little bit. Yeah, Sarah's correct. The last cost estimate we got for the interim trail was in 2023. So obviously that is outdated and needs to be increased. But just generally speaking, rough order of magnitude, I think, you know, given additional escalation that we're seeing now and bid unit increases, unit cost increases from the 2023 estimate for the ultimate trail versus what we're seeing now, I think it's relatively safe to say that we could afford the interim trail within the existing funding that we have right now for the project.
Okay.
But we would need to confirm that.
Okay.
Yeah. Grace reminded me that I need to say, assuming CTC approval of scope change, of course, but your question was just about funding. Yeah.
Sure. There would have to be permission for scope change, et cetera. Aside from adverse abandonment, are there other ways to push forward to find a solution?
So
that's for the next meeting, frankly, is because then we can have like an open discussion about rail banking and what it is, what it affords, what the options are.
Right.
So I don't know if what I just asked is part of that discussion or if you can answer that now.
So as we're discussing the interim trail, just want to make sure we're all aware, subject to approvals by the funding partners, as well as the completion of rail banking would have to also happen in order to build the interim trail. So just to be clear, but the rail banking process begins with the initiation of abandonment of the freight easement, and that, you know, the community and some of the commissioners are talking about adverse abandonment. That's one way of the process to begin. But the initiation of abandonment could be done by the railroad operator or by another party who could, you know, force the abandonment, essentially. But we, you know.
So it doesn't have to be adverse.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, if I can add to that a bit.
Thanks, Steve.
The fact that you would take the Santa Cruz branch line out of service would disconnect it from the Roaring Camp line. And so there is an adverse abandonment issue that is going to come into play under any scenario that you're talking about, absent a voluntary agreement between all of the parties. So in theory, you had an agreement with the common carrier, which right now is Progressive on our line and is Roaring Camp on their line. So if all of the parties agreed, you wouldn't have adverse abandonment. But if they don't all agree, then rail banking, or really would have to ultimately be rail banking if it's just the interim trail being there on a longer term basis, then under those scenarios, you're going to have to deal with the fact that Roaring Camp could object to their line becoming a stranded segment, because that's ultimately what the issue is.
Could I... Let me express a willingness, given that two commissioners have talked about rail banking. I think it's not on the agenda today. I'm willing to add to the motion that we get a report at our December meeting, when we're going to be talking about the future of rail, rail banking really has to do with the future of rail, that we get a report on rail banking, and the commission has the opportunity to decide whether it wants to go forward with rail banking. It means we're abandoning any further work on passenger rail for the foreseeable future anyway. But I think, you know, there are commissioners who feel that that's something that should be considered. It's been talked about by members of the public for a long time. I don't support it. But I think the commission should hear about it, and also hear from the public about what the public thinks about rail banking. Because it's one thing to sit here and talk about what I think or what other commissioners think. But the last time this was before the commission, we heard from lots of members of the public who had real concerns about rail banking and essentially the abandonment of rail for the foreseeable future. So if it's acceptable to the second, the motion's second, I would add to the motion that we receive a report at our December meeting, when we consider the rail study on rail banking. And so the commission will have the opportunity to decide whether it wants to pursue rail banking or not. Is it acceptable?
That's essentially what my motion is. It's your motion, and that's exactly why I added the provision that we direct staff to bring forward a public discussion on rail banking, because there is a lot of not even half-baked information out there, and I think it would be important to understand it and understand how it affects any future plans that we make, and how it affects, how do we want to build this trail?
That was a portion of your motion that I approved of, and I'm willing to add to the motion that I made, but I think that the rest of it didn't really represent what the staff recommendation was, and that's what I think is worth supporting, with the addition that we really put some pressure on our elected state and federal representatives.
I think really the only substantive difference there is that I've asked for a separate plan to address future cost overruns. So tell us what a financing plan would be to address what we have on the table right now, right? And then also give us a separate one for what those future ones might be. And I think that's really the only area where I've strayed from what the staff recommendation is. So if we're in agreement on the rail banking, I don't understand the need for the alternative.
Chair, there are two motions on the floor. Can we move forward? I think we're all clear on what the motions are.
I don't think so, because I'm not clear. Could you repeat the first motion so I can get some clarity?
Well, there's only one motion on the floor. Substitute motion.
Okay.
If the substitute motion fails, then it goes back to the original motion. If the substitute motion passes, then the original motion goes away. So that's We only have one motion.
So currently we only have one motion. So everybody clear?
Our attorney will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think
that's correct. The substitute motion is the motion that is before the commission right now because the motion was made and there was a second to it. So it takes precedence. You vote on that motion first. If it fails, you go to the original motion.
I have another question. Which I don't know if this would be part of the discussion to be brought forward, but I am very interested in freight continuing in the Watsonville area and to have a Pajaro station to connect our county to the main, like, Amtrak line, et cetera. I think that is where our focus should be. So could that be part of the discussion, or do I need to make an amendment?
So
I want to
stay within the scope of the agenda item that the commission has before it today. And so, but the rail banking doesn't have to mean the entirety of the Santa Cruz branch line. It is possible that you rail bank a portion of it. That assumes the commission is interested in further considering rail banking, but it does not require that you rail bank the entirety of the line. So the area that is currently served in Watsonville and in that area could continue to be served, or any segment that the commission did not consider rail banking on could be retained and still remain connected to the main line, the main system.
Okay, great. I think if it can be included about what the process is for what, Steve, for what you just talked about in the discussion, that would be helpful.
The options would be brought forward as part of any discussion,
yes,
of rail banking, so that the commission has full information on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other?
Nope.
Oh, Commissioner Martinez.
Yeah, thank you. And just a few comments. I'm going to be supporting the substitute motion, the motion on the floor. I'm seeing that today's discussion, you know, what's before us is our commitment to the Coastal Rail Trail and our commitment to the segments that we've already committed to, right? And so I am interested in seeing what options the RTC has and our community has to bring those segments forward. And so, you know, we've had discussion with the commission since I've been on it about borrowing against Measure D. That's because of the timing of the tax measure versus when we're delivering projects. It is testament to our success to be delivering the Coastal Rail Trail and the pace that we are, that we need to do this borrowing. So I am supportive of that. You know, I know that we're getting outside the scope of this agenda item when we bring forward things like an interim trail, which I've never seen a plan for, rail banking, which isn't on today's agenda. I'm happy to support that added to the agenda item, but would love to see that really just taken to, you know, another standalone agenda item so we can discuss rail and the future where it belongs. Because today we're talking about a trail that we all agree we want to have happen. We've all committed to. We've seen the benefits in North County where it's already occurred. And I think we are all committed to this trail. So I'm supportive of the staff recommendations that came forward. I'm supportive to a few adjustments so we can learn more as a commission. And I really want to keep this project moving forward so we can get the trail that our community deserves.
You know, I'd like to say, you know, I'm tentatively supportive because I'm very concerned about the future. Like Commissioner Schifrin said, yeah, hey, we have to build it to get to South County and Watsonville. But we've seen, in my area, we've seen, you know, just a piece built of 18, which is, I call it a trail to nowhere because it's in the middle of nowhere. And I'm very concerned about that. And, you know, money, it is all about money. And the allocation of money has not come to Watsonville for a lot of years. I mean, last December or November, I put a motion to put in place $3 million. Where is that in that scope? I didn't see it. So, like I said, I'm very concerned about the future years, what the potential of our trail segments for South County are, And it's a really heartburn to invest, but I agree with Commissioner Martinez. We've committed. We need to do this, and it's where the population is. I mean, I was here at the commission where we bought the rail line. I fully extended my commissioner's concerns. Like, you know, where it's mostly going to be used is where the population is. So with that, I'm going to be supporting of the motion.
So really quick, I want to echo my both colleagues' comments and reiterate Commissioner Montesinos about, and this is for our staff and planners and Sarah, our director, we would like to see some sort of projects happen in South County as well. You look at the maps, there's nothing really on below Larkin Valley or anything planned. So it'd be good if we can begin the project. And with that, I would like to call the question.
And with it, can you call the question? One more comment.
Yeah, thank you. Andy, I have a friendly amendment, actually. So your Commissioner Schifrin, apologies. Your motion indicated December for returning with a conversation about rail banking. Can we say as soon as possible? I know that time is of the essence.
The reason I'm suggesting, or the motion suggested December, is that that's when the rail feasibility study is going to come before the commission. And at that point, the commission's going to need to decide, are we going to go forward with this, trying to find funding for the next step of this, of rail, passenger rail, or are we not? And if we're not, are we going to just wait, or are we going to go in a completely different direction? And it's the completely different direction is rail banking. And it seems to me it's logical to sort of have them all there at the same time. So it doesn't make sense to decide, from my perspective, to go forward before then with a decision on rail banking when we don't really, we haven't really seen the final rail feasibility study. On the other hand, doesn't make sense to approve the rail feasibility study and decide on a next step if there's a commission majority that wants to do rail banking. So I think that's why I think it makes sense to do them both at the same time. And since the feasibility study is coming in December, and if the report actually comes out in early October or sometime in October, well, the public and the commissioners will have time to really hopefully absorb it so that when it is before the commission in December, we can be talking about it intelligently as at least I'm able to talk about it. And so that's why I would like to just sort of keep that date as having them both at the December meeting.
I understand that. I understand there are some timeline concerns, and, you know, getting things done as soon as possible is, time is of the essence. Like I said, I understand what you're saying, so I rescind that, but just wanted to put that out there. I do have one additional question. Commissioner Clark, your original motion included direction for a scope change, and that is not included, it sounds like, in the substitute motion. Is that intentional? Did we want to consider including that as well?
Yeah, my thank you for that. No, my original motion was to bring cost and scope in line with available funds to complete the project. Now, if that means that we opt to finance, that increases our available funds. Right. And so then we would then scope the project as such. And so that's the intent of my motion, is to, I think, bring an additional degree of accountability from a financial standpoint. And then also, too, to present us with a couple of different plans what do we have on the table now? What do we have to pay for and finance? What might we have to finance in the future? And we can make those decisions around scope at that point.
Thank you. But we're going to go back to just that question. Then if it fails, then we'll discuss it more. So take roll call.
Commissioner Jensen?
No.
Commissioner Keeley?
Aye.
Commissioner Clark?
No.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Hernandez?
Yes.
Commissioner Schifrin?
Aye.
Commissioner DeSerpa?
No.
Commissioner Ritter?
No.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Leonor?
Yes.
Commissioner Quiroz Carter?
Aye.
Okay, so that's 7 yes and 4 no's.
So motion passes. With that, we're going to go on to closed session item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have two items on closed session. One